Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We're going to go to Wisconsin now, where the Republican Party has formally endorsed Donald Trump and his newly unveiled running mate, J.D. Vance, as its presidential ticket for November. Here's how the former president was introduced to delegates last night.
Please welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
There you go. High drama. And in another dramatic development, the court case against Mr. Trump over retaining classified documents was entirely dismissed yesterday in Florida by a judge that Trump had appointed. Well, let's get reaction to all of this. I'm joined now by Associate Professor of National Security and Political Science at the University of New Haven, Matthew Schmidt. Good morning, Matthew. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Listening to that introduction for Donald Trump at the convention, it feels certainly as though the Republicans believe they have the election in the bag. How do you think, though, the dramatic events of Saturday evening with Donald Trump narrowly escaping the assassin's bullet have changed the dynamic of the race now in the lead up to November?
I think it is Donald Trump's race to lose, more so today than it was a week ago. We haven't seen yet the state polls. It's important for international audiences to remember that the United States does not actually have a national election for president. We have 538 separate district elections. So the election turns on how certain districts go in key states like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. We need to see the polling in those states to be able to say more accurately, whether or not the assassination attempt is moving the needle forward for Trump or not. But I do think it will move it forward, but we don't know those numbers well yet.
Mm-hmm. I was reading an opinion piece by Frank Luntz, the pollster, this morning, and he was saying only 4% of Americans haven't made their minds up at this stage. And he would be surprised if the events of Saturday change anybody's mind, if they've already decided, well, I am a Trump voter or I am a Biden voter. Do you think it's going to move the dial that significantly?
It doesn't have to. It has to move it a little bit. It has to move it enough in the right county, in the right state. And where it will move it is not in changing someone's mind, but in getting more people out to vote for Donald Trump than otherwise would come out. And I think the fact that he is essentially a living martyr now has a very good chance of doing that. It's definitely Donald Trump's race to lose right now.
And you have
been controlling the narrative.
You've been writing about this, Matthew, sorry to cut across you, but the symbolic power of a president who survives an assassination attempt. And you write about Ronald Reagan and how this impacted him electorally.
That's right. But we've seen nothing like this. You know, Reagan was not Donald Trump. Reagan did not have the kind of, frankly, cult of personality that Donald Trump has around him. And he is moving towards the potential of a landslide victory, and I think that's what's really new here. It's very hard to see through the fog of all of this right now, but I think an actual landslide for him in the Electoral College now becomes possible because of the assassination attempt.
Mm-hmm. Then if we look at the selection of J.D. Vance as his vice presidential candidate, that sends out a signal as well, doesn't it? That he doesn't see the need to try to expand his base, to try to attract more voters to the cause. Like, their views are interchangeable, despite Vance calling him an idiot back in 2016.
Yeah, I think in that way, J.D. Vance is a confident pick by Donald Trump, and really positions him well in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona. So I think it's a strong pick. I think it's frankly a middle finger to the moderate wing of the Republican Party and the people who were never Trumpers, saying, well, it's completely my party now. I don't even have to pretend that you matter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really moving into a position of strength.
I suppose what we're seeing is an energised group of Trump supporters now who are almost certain to come out and vote. Whereas if you look on the other side, on the Democratic side, and we were all talking about Joe Biden's fitness to proceed this time last week, they're on the opposite end of the energy spectrum, aren't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the incumbent president has as his basic message, I'm okay. I'm well enough to be your president, which is not the kind of message you want to run on. You're not running on policy. You're not running on your record. That's all been muddied by the debate performance. And then, of course, by Donald Trump and his message. But Donald Trump is controlling the narrative. That's all anybody is talking about in the country. And everybody is preparing for the inevitability of a Trump victory at this point, which means they're thinking like that, whether or not it happens. And that's what the president has to overcome. And that's a big hill to climb.
And do you think Joe Biden is safe now in his candidacy?
You know, literally 5 minutes ago, the New York Times came out with an article saying that the Democratic National Committee is pushing to nominate him and end the discussion about whether or not he stays in the race. So that points more and more to the fact that it's optically hard for him to pull out right now. Given what's happened, given his role as the healer in chief of the country, to walk away from that right now is going to look very bad for him, no matter what his electoral chances. So that idea that that people are starting to lock in on the concept that Joe Biden has to make a run, even though he's going to lose, that it's the right thing for him to do as president, he's starting to back the party into a corner with that they don't have an option now to pick somebody else.
Mm-hmm. As we say around here, though, there's many a slip between cup and lip, and there's a way to go. And there will be a debate, Matthew, we know, in September. He was asked last night in that interview he did, the sit-down interview, whether he'd commit to doing another one before then. But if you have another debate that goes as badly for Joe Biden as the last one, we'll be back where we were last week again very quickly.
We'll be worse than we were last week again. If Biden slips up the way he did in the first debate, in any appearance, whether it's another debate with Donald Trump, whether it's a campaign appearance, there's no chance. Mm. The public will turn on him and say, we're sorry, but you don't have the capacity to be president. That's the danger with running Joe Biden right now, is every performance is about his capacity in that moment. It's not about his policy. It's not about his vision. And that is a very hard place to run from.
And that decision, which is almost a footnote now, which is an extraordinary place for us to be, the decision in Florida by the Trump-appointed judge to dismiss that case against him over retaining classified documents, that is an extraordinary win for him, isn't it?
It is, in the sense that he can breathe easy there. It's a controversial legal ruling, of course, but it's not likely to have an effect on the outcome of the election. The case was too far gone, and anything that would have happened there would have come after November anyway. So I think people have pretty much baked in the idea that wasn't going to affect the campaign.
Great to talk to you, Matthew. Thanks for taking our call, and I'm sure we'll speak again between now and November. That's Matthew J. Schmidt, who's Associate Professor of National Security and Political Science at the University of New Haven. Now, next on the programme, we're going to go to County Clare, where excitement is building for the All-Ireland Hurling Final this weekend.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.